And joining us right now on PMP Network is Matt Roloff. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Little People, Big World on TLC. And Matt, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Tell us a little bit about you and how you ended up on the program in the first place.
That is something that we still are scratching our heads trying to figure out how we ended up. But we, you know, myself and my wife and one of our four children are little people, and it's kind of an interesting, height, just from a mere height perspective, sort of an interesting dynamic. And my wife and I, being little people, had four kids, three of which are average size. And then we have this farm that we built some crazy stuff on that seemed to catch the attention of media years ago. And next thing you know, there was a producer up here wanting to do a special, and one turned to two, and two turned to 10, and 10 turned to 20. So now we're 200 episodes into sharing our life with the viewers.
Well, I remember when it first went on, my wife and I watching the program, just out of curiosity. And I think that what comes across is that size aside, you guys are just a family, a loving family. That gets a lot of stuff done, and I guess the only thing that your height accentuated was some of the problems that you guys have because of your height in a world where everybody else is a lot taller.
Yeah, I think that we are just a family. We have I think we're willing to kind of share the good, the bad, and the ugly with the folks that are watching, and we've developed a trust with TLC and a trust with our production company to show our family in a balanced but fair but also honest and kind of raw form. And so that's sort of been the guiding principle of the show, and the fact that we're little people has sort of taken a second seat to the fact that we're just a family trying to figure it out. There's no manual for how to raise a family or raise kids, and we certainly don't claim to have any expertise in it at all. But we're just sort of muddling through, and like you said, we get things done, which provides for good content, and we try to work through it while work through our differences as a family.
I guess when you first start a show, and I've talked to many people when they first start it, a lot of times there's not a lot of money in it, but if you're on for a while, and the DVD sets come out and reruns eventually and things like that, you can do pretty well with it. How has it been financially for you guys, as an addition to the farm?
Well, it's obviously been good. You're exactly right. The early years, there's virtually, it was just a labor of love. As time went on, that got a little better. But I like to go on record as saying, by the time we, by the time we pay our taxes, which is about 50%, and then split what's left six ways between the six of us that are in the family, because everybody gets their piece and put a little bit in for operating expenses of the farm. I get better in the software business. But it's still, everything adds up. It's not like we can stop our pumpkin business and stuff, So between my stool business and the pumpkin business, which, by the way, the show has helped. So that's been the biggest benefit. It's not the direct financial rewards of the show, but some of the extra things that come along, benefits that come along, such as, adding business to our pumpkins business, we wouldn't be opening our farm and going through the process of if the show was paying us, the kind of money people think they would, we wouldn't still be, dealing with the sort of the challenges of having, thousands of people come through here. So that's still a big part of our financial equation. And, mm-hmm. and Amy and I both still do a lot of speaking, and I don't think either one of us would get on airplanes and fly all over if there wasn't good reason behind it. But it's a combination of financial, and it's also rewarding. So it's sort of, for us, in terms of I think what you're asking, it's really kind of a whole package for the equation.
Mm. Well, you guys, there's a 34-acre farm there. Do you have other people working there too, in addition to your family?
Yeah, we do. We have, I've had for long before the show, we've had Camarino, who's been with us for almost 10 years now, and he's our farm hand that takes care of the farm, and he brings in helpers from time to time to help him with various projects he's working on. And then we have an office person, or a couple of office people, that help us with the various business endeavors that we have going. So, yeah, we do get some help.
I saw one of the shows actually that was at the farm, one of the specials they had on there. Maybe it was around, it might have been around Halloween time. Did you guys do a special from there about the pumpkins and things?
Yeah, now during Halloween we bring in about 35 or 40 people, so in Halloween we bring in quite a few helpers.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there on the particular one I saw. The other one I thought that was a really interesting episode was the one when you guys were in Nice, France. What was that like going to Europe?
Europe was great. It was a great trip, and the south of France, there on the Riviera, is one of sort of my favorite parts of Europe. I mean, I've been to Europe a number of times over the years, and so we got to go back and show the kids some of the highlight areas and look at some of the, we were in a place called City of Eames, which are Enns, I think you pronounce it, but it's a little mountaintop village. It's really, really cool, and I found out how much I've aged over the last, since I've been there last 10 years ago. You know, my bones and joints don't, you know, the mind is willing, but the body's not kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We're all like that. We always think we're 20.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the kids. I know you have 15-year-old twins, Zach and Jeremy, and Jeremy's an average.
They're actually 19 now. They've grown up since the beginning of the show. They've actually aged on us quite a bit.
Are they 19 now? Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow,
yep.
I didn't realize that.
Molly's 16, and the little one is 13.
Oh, my God. Now I'm feeling old. See? They've aged quickly. But Jeremy's of average height, and Zach is a little person like yourself. What is their kind of, do they get along well together? They play together? They have the same friends, or do they go in different directions?
They get along real well together, and they're still buddies, but they also have their own lives. So it's kind of I see it as a perfect balance. I think they spend a fair amount of time together doing the same activities, and then they also spend time apart doing each individual. You know, they don't feel like they have to spend every minute together. They certainly, you know, each have their own car, and they each have their own kind of set of individual friends, and then they have some kind of collective friends. And to tell you the truth, from one day to the next, I can't tell, you know, who's hanging out with Zach and who's hanging out with Jeremy, because it's kind of a big collage of friendships.
Yeah. Do the other kids hang around with them as well?
You mean Molly and Jacob?
Yeah.
My youngers? Jacob tags along, and the older brothers are quite good about letting Jacob sort of be part of their older buddy, group. And but Jacob has his own friends, which he has over all the time. And so it's kind of a nice mix. There's no tension between any of the kids in any kind of significant way. They're all very, very close to each other. And see them being friends, throughout their lives together. That's just the relationship they all have with each other.
It's fun for Molly. She's the only girl in the group.
Oh, yeah, and we treat her with, we treat her as the only girl, and that's an important that's an important lesson for boys to learn how to treat their sister with respect, and we certainly encourage that with, and Molly does, commands respect, and she's a wonderful, amazing, amazing woman.
Now, tell us in terms of TLC, when the show airs on a regular basis, and about the season. I assume season 5 is it going on at this point?
Yeah, they're showing what we call 5B, which is the second half of season 5, and so you're seeing all the episodes related to the big Europe trip that happened last summer, and you'll see Molly's birthday coming up, and Zach going to taking Zach and his team of handpicked players over to Europe for a big soccer tournament, a World Soccer Dwarf Soccer Game, and that's a very, very exciting episode. So there's some neat episodes coming up.
And for folks who haven't caught this series before, you can actually watch episodes on DVD. They have the season sets available starting at season 1 is only $29.95. Season 2, 3, and 4 are all $50. And they're available at tlc.discovery.com. Now, do you folks have your own website as well if people want to go visit?
We do. And it's actually just on the verge of being rebuilt again. Yet again, it's a couple generations that we've had it. But it's mattroloff.com. So www and then mattroloff.com. Mattroloff.com.
And can they buy the DVD sets and things there?
Yeah, they can. There's a store, and again, it's all being revamped and upgraded and updated, but right now you can click on, I think, what we call the farm store, or just the store, and you can go on there and you can get the DVD sets that way. Yep.
That's good, so they can...
And when you get them to our store, we autograph the box, and we have the whole family sign the box, so it kind of makes it a little bit of a collector's item.
There you go. So yeah, folks, so don't go to the TLC site. Go to mattroloff.com.
Well, they're both good. They're both
but you
good.
Won't get autograph ones at TLC,
you
though.
You won't get the autograph ones that way, but certainly at TLC, you know, we both have valid channels.
And if anybody wants a large pumpkin, they can ship it over to you, so.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, anything else we should know about that is going on that we may not know about?
No, I think you've covered it well. I appreciate your questions, and we're just thankful for our audience and the folks that tune in each week and watch our show and pay us a lot of respect when we're out and about. You know, I know people see things sometimes that kind of, you know, rattle their cage a little bit, and then, you know, maybe that's good and healthy, and we appreciate everybody's support, whether they, you know, like what we're doing or don't like what we're doing. We appreciate all that feedback, and we've been able to learn from our mistakes and learn from people's input, and we're always grateful that, you know, that people say what's on their mind and tell us how they feel about things, and that's important to us and well appreciated.
Do you hear from other little people that you might inspire, and do some little people get kind of jealous because they're not in the limelight?
I don't think jealous it would be the right word. I think that, you know, everybody has a story to tell, and particularly little people who have been through so many challenges. I've never met a little person who doesn't have a really interesting story. And so we're just fortunate now that there are some other shows popping up that do have little people in them, and that's really it's an opportunity to show the world that little people don't just have, you know, families of six and live on farms and do crazy stuff like we do, but they have other things going on. So, but some of the, you know, little people that we're friends with, you know, I've appreciated what our show has done in society in terms of making their life easier, people more accepting of their differences, or at least understanding them. And of course, there's always going to be little people that, you know, oh, why do the robots, you know, do this or that? Because now everybody thinks, you know, that they're stereotyping them in a certain pigeonhole. So we get a variety of comments, but I would say by and large and by far positive comments from the little people community.
When you walking around town now, I assume it's people recognize you now.
They do. They do, and that's kind of an awkward thing because you're not used to. You're just kind of used to putting your head down and moving through your life, and so many people come up to you, and that's one of the, you know, the regretful things is we don't always have the time to stop and to visit with everybody like we'd like to. That's one of the challenges that comes with fame that we've kind of been learning, you know, still learning. But for the most part, you know, we try to engage with everybody that recognizes us and at least be able to say hi to them.
It's a cool thing, and folks can go to Matt Roloff, ROLOFF.com, and go pick up a DVD set and get it autographed by the whole family. The whole family. Thanks so much for coming on. We look forward to our next talk with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark.